A party of 12 litter bearers lowered Grunt and Curdley's carrying stretcher gingerly onto the rocks at the head of the waterfall. The huge brown rat chieftain moaned and winced as his body made contact with the damp stones. Stringle, the rat officer, approached Gruntan. He had to shout to make himself heard above the roar of the waterfall.
"Not going, Bitclaw. Just reported that they've seen the shoes and some river dog otters. They're sailing off below there in the log boats."
Irately, Gruntan cupped a paw about his ear, bellowing.
"What's that? Speak up!"
Stringle shouted louder.
"River dogs and gearsomes, boss, sailing off in a log boat."
Gruntan swung a heavy walking stick across Stringle's shins, causing him to break into a hopping dance of pain.
"What in the name of bursted beetles are you talking about? Silver logs wailing on a blow there with frog stoats? Away, you blithering buffoon, and see what those shoes are up to. Ahoy, some beast move this stretcher afore I'm soaked and drowned."
Amid more howls and groans from Curdley, the bearers moved the litter onto drier ground. Bandaged and poulticed with evil-smelling unguents, Gruntan winced as his healer, Laggle, approached. The old wrinkled female rat was carrying what looked like a pair of rusty pincers. She mumbled as she turned her patient roughly face down, removing swathes of grimy dressing.
"Gotta get those gore spikes out before they fester. Still plenty left in your tail parts. Oh, still now."
Gruntan squealed like a stuck pig as Laggle went to work with furious energy.
"Yo! Wow! Yeek! You doddering old murderer! I'll have you gutted and roasted for this! Ah!"
Smiling with satisfaction, the healer showed him a hefty gore spike.
"I just dug this one out of your behind. Nice, ain't it? There's a few more in there, but they're stacked deeper in this. Bigger ones they are. Once they're out, I'll clean the wounds up with rock salt and boiling water. Oh, stop whinging like a baby, will ya?"
Chuckling maliciously, she went to work again.
"Maybe you won't feel like eating. I'll take care of those waterfowl eggs they're boiling for you."